For more than a decade after the collapse of communism, America looked for an organizing principle to replace the stark simplicity of Cold War and nuclear stalemate.
NPR News analyst Daniel Shore.
No longer could policy be based on determining where the Soviets stood in places from Angola to Nicaragua, and then almost by reflex backing the other side. The terrorist attacks of 6 months ago have put the Bush administration on the road to a new paradigm, rooting out what President Bush today called the terrorist network. Terrorism, unlike communism, has no borders. American power is being projected to some unlikely places. Mr. Bush today ticked off the Philippines, Georgia, and Yemen among the places where the American military is involved in supporting existing regimes. He has also indicated his willingness to take on existing regimes in countries like North Korea, Iran, and Iraq to counter a threat of weapons of mass destruction. The new paradigm is reflected in the latest Pentagon review of nuclear policy. It foresees the possible use of nuclear weapons against the axis of evil countries, along with Libya, Syria, Russia, and China, to avert or to counter chemical or biological attacks. The likelihood of a confrontation with Russia is downgraded in the report. It is noteworthy that the Pentagon is willing to contemplate the use of nuclear weapons against countries not known to have them. The American government has never been willing to pledge no first use of nuclear weapons. But for a half century, their use has been considered almost unthinkable, a deterrent, an option of last resort. In the war against terrorism and renegade states with weapons of mass destruction, nuclear weapons are becoming thinkable. But in a war against a shadowy terror network, where are the targets? Would Al-Qaeda have been deterred from its lethal plan 6 months ago by fear of a nuclear bomb? Today, the anti-terrorist paradigm is still a work in progress. It makes one almost nostalgic for the simplicity of the Cold War. This is Daniel Shore.